Welcome back to the Zeitcast, where we explore intersections of theology and culture. My name is Jonathan Martin. I wanted to provide a really brief audio-only intro for this episode, just to say this much. My prayer, and it is an earnest prayer, not being poetic about it, I hope somehow that you can feel something of the electricity, some of the lightning in the bottle that we felt in the room at Gobin Church earlier tonight, the sense of pain, heartbreak, and joy and rage and all the things in the way that only gospel music can hold together. And my hope for you, if you have a complicated relationship with worship or worship music or trying to figure out how that integrates into your life, I just really have a sense that this is going to be a portal for some of you. I don't talk like this all the time, but I had such a sense that this night was supposed to happen, that Len Davis Wilson needed to happen to us and be in our space. He is the Associate Director of Diversity, Mission, and Justice for the United Methodist Church here in Indiana. Comes from four generations of preachers. And I'm telling you, the kind of space that he opened up, the places that these songs took us, I so hope it will open up the space in you that you need. Because sometimes I feel like how we most connect to God, how we get back into ourselves, we need to let it all out. And there's room within these songs, within this music, to let everything out. And I really believe that some of you will be returning to these particular songs and these moments, because there's just such a sense, even if it was happening, feeling like this is a transcendent moment that belongs not just for those of us who are in the room, but in these digital spaces, wherever and however you're listening, over headphones or on a little phone, on your laptop, in your car stereo, wherever you are, I hope that you feel seen and known and wrapped up, maybe held together through these songs. So the next voice you will hear will be that of Len Davis Wilson. Get ready, friends.
Breakthrough song. I don't know about you, but last week I felt feelings that I couldn't explain, and then I had a whole day where I told Tosh I just felt numb. I didn't know how my body couldn't process a response. And so tonight, I want you to feel welcome to just be. You need to stand if you need to cry, if you need to kneel. There are candles out front if you need to, if you want to come and light a candle in lament, or just in prayer for whatever it is that you're feeling, you know, for someone that you're feeling for. We're going to just be at night. We're going to talk to God. We're going to pour our hearts out just through something. So I don't like to talk a lot, even though I'm a preacher, but I don't like to talk a lot. So we're going to just go with it.
We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Right now, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Right now, we lift our hands, bow our knees, and worship at your feet. We need you, Lord, right now. worship at your feet. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Right now, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Right now.
For wounded spirits, for hurting people, for a land that needs to be healed, for the moments where we hear you say, if my people, and we need to rise up with God in heart, with the weight that we have to carry of this world is so heavy. We need your strength. We need your power. We need your courage. We need your spirit to heal our woundedness, to give us a heart to love even when evil is all around us, when we would do good and evil just keeps showing up. We come, Lord, we come to thee.
Thank you. Depend upon His word.
just trusting in God through it all. Through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. Trust you enough to keep trying you. And then give us the faith to try you enough that we can trust you. Remind us, God, that no matter what election results might be, your track record is clear.
Yeah.
Oh God, in the midst of all of this, raise up a standard. Remind us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. When it's hard to look some people in the face, remind us that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, that the weapons of this warfare are not carnal. But God, remind us that you said no weapon formed against us would prosper. God, thank you, Lord. And that every tongue that rises against us in judgment will be condemned. Remind us that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. Remind us of your promises, oh God, that you said you would supply all our needs. Remind us, oh God, that we need to hear it, that your grace is sufficient. Remind us, God, when we were young and now we're older and we've never seen the righteous forsaken nor your seed taken for granted. God, when our hearts were weary. Lead us to the rock that's high enough. Cause us to trust in you. Help us find that hope. Stand with us in the moments when we need to get our joy back. And remind us that we can and will negotiate. We're going to keep praying that song. I'm going to sing this little country song from down south. My culture and my heritage, where I grew up, and sometimes we had to even celebrate through our pain, through our hurt. That's why even at funerals, we didn't call them funerals. We called them homegoings. Because the Bible taught us that we didn't meet as those that have no hope. And we always say that in one of the saints at long, long home. But what if we just took that into effect right now? What if we just thought about that right now? That even though we're lamenting, that even in the midst of this post-election season, that we don't meet as those that have no hope.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Because there is one. There's one who is greater, who is stronger, who is bigger than any mountain that we can face.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you, Lord.
We don't need another political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. But what we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction. Smooth all the doubts and
and understanding, and we lack the very love you showed in the sun. Lord, we falter in the way, and we stand so much to gain. So give us your word, Lord. Speak, Lord, we need your word from the Lord. Word from the Lord. Just one word from the Lord. Remove all doubt and cause the sun to shine and give peace.
Let's sing one more song, and we'll be ready to close up. But I remember one of the darkest moments of my life. I don't know what that might be for you, but for me, it was when my favorite person on the planet went to heaven when my grandmother passed. And as a young person, I didn't know how to process pain and grief. And I find myself as an adult now still figuring out how to process pain and grief sometimes. But in that moment, someone sang this hymn to me. And every time that I feel that moment of heaviness, that moment of lament, that moment of grief that I can't understand or I can't process, these words come to me.
Be not dismayed. Take care of you.
take care of you through every day or all the way. Even when systems feel like they fail you, God will take care of you. God will take care. Take care of Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you at all. Jesus, Jesus, pray.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us, O God, this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins. Teach us how to forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us from evil. For yours is the power and the glory and the honor.